I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives Wednesday night, accused of abusing the power of the presidency to benefit himself politically and then obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
He is just the third American president to be impeached.
He gave us no choice.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened a day-long debate by arguing Democrats were defending democracy against a president who violated the Constitution by abusing his power and obstructing Congress. But the impeachment process divided lawmakers like it divided the nation. Republicans like Arizona's Debbie Lesko argued Democrats are the ones committing abuses, targeting a president they simply don't like.
There is no proof, none, that the president has committed an impeachable offense.
The president himself called the impeachment effort an assault on America. He'll now face a trial in the GOP-led Senate, which is likely to acquit him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Speaking at a campaign rally in Michigan as he was being impeached, President Trump appeared to mock the proceeding, repeating his claim he did nothing. Trump is unlikely to face any obstacles during the trial in the Republican-controlled Senate next month and remain in office. New Zealand authorities say two people missing and presumed dead since a New Zealand volcano erupted last week may never be found. Authorities say the bodies were probably swept out to sea. At least 16 other people were killed and more than 20 survivors suffered severe burns. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. India's top court on Wednesday refused to stall the implementation